It is Mike Calta, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. We are fortunate that we have some rich folks in the area who care about the area. I'm talking about Bill Edwards in St. Petersburg, and I'm talking about Lord Vinnick, Jeffrey Vinnick over there, who owns the Tampa Bay Lightning, who's buying into downtown and Channelside and pretty much buying it all up in order to make the area and the team stronger, and we appreciate that. I feel like I'm leaving a millionaire out, or a billionaire. I feel like I'm leaving one
out. Who did you say? Bill Edwards.
Bill Edwards in St. Pete. Anything that's beautiful in St. Pete that's been done in the last 10 years, Bill Edwards paid for it.
Right.
And then anything that's done in Tampa that's in the process or is is related to the Lightning or downtown area, that's all Jeffrey Vinnick.
You have that Dr. Patel, right? Doesn't he?
I don't know what he's doing, but I don't trust him.
He's building that big thing
compound,
over on Bush Boulevard, right?
He put his whole family in that compound.
I thought was going to be a Game of Thrones castle.
Yeah.
But I thought it was like a his house.
Hotel for Indians.
Right. Yeah.
You know? It's because he built like a little Punjabi village over there.
Yeah, it's like a Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
Best marigold hotel.
Right, right.
There it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is.
I'd love to just be able to go swim in the rooftop pool over there or whatever that thing is.
Location, though.
Well, but you know what, though? He probably bought up all that land for nothing.
Yeah.
And he's still in the middle of areas in Carrollwood.
Yeah.
Over by Dale Mabry. Like, he's right in the middle of where he needs to be.
Yeah, but he's right there by that bridge.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. He's got a big-ass fence around his giant Taj Mahal looking thing.
And it butts up to the water. The water's right behind him there.
So he's in good shape.
Well, soundproof everything.
That is some video you got there. Little drones are getting everywhere.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
So, no, but that's not. I feel like there's somebody else in there. I mean, there's a lot of people with money in this town. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But there's only two people that are in Jeets.
Yeah.
Jeets is going to move to Miami when he buys a Marlins.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Him and Jeb Bush go down there and buy the Marlins. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because Lord Vinnick has an announcement to make today.
Oh, yeah?
He and his wife will be making an announcement coming up, and I know what the announcement is, and I've never been so nervous about blabbering something out.
They bought a blimp.
Nope. I'll tell you, it's going to be an event that's happening at the Amalie Arena.
They're reuniting Led Zeppelin.
What?
They brought John Bonham back from the dead.
Oh, man.
Can I tell you, though? I don't know what it is. Nobody said to me. I just can figure it out.
Oh,
and I think most people can.
Gotcha.
From there. Like, last time they made a big deal like this, Bob Buckhorn announced that Billy Joel was coming.
Right.
Oh, okay. So it's we're assuming it's a music artist?
I think I've figured it out. I don't want to say what it is.
It's at the
I won't say what it is, but I think you'll like it.
It's King of the Hill?
Nope.
Elton John?
Oh, thank you. How's that? No, not Elton John. He's dead. He's dying.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
Oh, no.
I think you have to do it first.
I don't know. How am I supposed to do it? What am I doing?
Andy. No. There's going to be a concert.
One more time.
Okay, hold on. I think you're going to enjoy it.
No. I think I know what you're trying to do.
Walt, going to be a big announcement.
No.
Hey?
You went Jamaican, and then you went like Irish there for a little bit.
What? It's going to be a big announcement. I don't know, Billy Connolly on that one.
Who's the old man?
Ah, my uncle.
My grandfather.
Oh, I thought it was my uncle.
You don't know?
No.
All right. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I know somebody who's going to be very excited about that.
Ooh.
My wife.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Mm.
I'm excited. That's a bucket lister.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, I got to stop talking about it. The announcement will be made today. And tomorrow, we'll verify.
All right.
Or maybe Drew will talk about it today.
You are
awesome.
Good at accents.
Thank you. Thank you. What are you laughing at? I've been working on it.
Boy, what are you laughing at over there?
How it goes like this. That's different. Welcome. Hello, Mr. Sullivan. What's going on with the button?
Yeah, I don't know.
And now,
there's something with
news
computer.
With Galvin. On the Mike Calta Show.
Is that volume down on that computer? Is that the problem?
I don't know how to check it.
Yeah, I don't know how to check for that either.
It's
You can't change, you know, there's a little volume thing.
I'm trying to fix it.
No, it's not the same. They're the touch
screen. It's not the
ones.
Same as the touch
screen. Yeah, there's something going on with that computer because all the audio elements are coming out sounding very good.
Yeah, because even the ones on the board don't sound
okay, so then it's that channel.
It is.
All right, so then this is going
to
sound
what do you have in news today?
Oh, boy.
I'm so good at it now.
At what? The mystery.
Well, you don't know who it is, so you can't even decide whether I'm good at it or not. You don't know who it is.
I know who it is.
No, you
now,
don't.
Now, I think.
Now, from my awesome impersonation?
No.
Oh, how else would you know?
From mine.
No, but you would know
your... I deciphered your terrible one, much like we figure out what Carmen's saying during Sporkle.
You want some crumpets?
We figured out that Bionist is Botanist.
Right. And convoluting is convoluting.
Yeah, yeah.
Convoluting. I go... It's convoluting. She goes, yeah, convoluting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it the same?
You do. You say it with such confidence. I go, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. What do we have in news today?
mystery prisoner who Aaron Hernandez wrote to before his shocking suicide is a 22-year-old man jailed for a knife point robbery at a gas station near his home.
So this is real?
Well,
is it real that they're like in love or they were
Kyle
just friends?
Kennedy is the last person to see former New England Patriot alive and is now on suicide watch. He's on suicide watch as well. He is the man whom Hernandez gave a $50,000 watch and other property to shortly before he took his own life. Here's a picture of Kyle Kennedy.
Oh, that's man, they both got face tatted, but he's not nearly as good looking as.
Is that right? That's what I said.
Oh, but you know what? Look at Carmen's got pictures of him.
Yeah, so that's like his book. Photo and there he's you know got his sweet Ed Hardy shirt on.
Yeah,
looks like he's beating up the beat with the rest of the jersey.
Yeah. He's got a race car with race car driving seats.
Aaron Hernandez's lawyer says he did not write a suicide note to a gay lover.
Well, who did he write it to? Just a friend?
Supposedly, he wrote three letters. One was to his fiance, one was to his daughter, and the other was to the prison guy, but then there, I guess he left the high school guy that he was friends with some money. And
I mean, let's face it. I leave some high school friends some money, too, but it doesn't mean I was banging them.
Question.
Right. I don't know. That's what everybody's saying. That's what the rumor is. I don't know whether it's ever going to be confirmed.
You don't
you know?
Just leave it all to your kids? I mean,
I don't know if I have gazillions of dollars. But he had a lot of money.
Not that much, though.
He had millions. You give this kid a $50,000 watch and... 10 grand. You know what I mean?
They said like the majority of the money he left was to that guy, not his daughter.
Oh, well, then maybe he's in love with that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Legally, though.
Maybe that guy, the high school guy, will take care of his daughter with that money.
Yeah. Legally, can the lawyers take away the money for the gay lover if they prove that he's not gay in some way? Like, could that be
a thing? No, it doesn't have to be his lover.
Okay.
Give him the money.
Just leave him money.
Because I can't understand why the lawyer would want to say that didn't write the suicide.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he's saying he wrote the letter to this guy, but it wasn't his lover.
Yeah.
According to this, he was worth $8.2 million.
Okay, so he gives $4 million to his kid and the rest to his boyfriend. You know,
his fiance gets nothing.
Yeah.
No, he left three sums of money. That's what the article said.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, okay, so he breaks up. He gives the kid two.
No wonder why you guys can't figure out a dinner bill.
I know. Oh, God.
I'm going to divide it equally.
Bill O'Reilly just launched his new podcast yesterday, which you can listen to for free. Here's what he had to say about the whole Fox thing when he first got started. Here is Bill O'Reilly talking about...
Take a day off already. You know, I mean, go right into it.
Right back at it. Here we go.
I am sad that I'm not on television anymore. I was very surprised how it all turned out. I can't say a lot because there's much stuff going on right now.
Much stuff.
But I can tell you that I'm very confident that truth will come out. And when it does, I don't know if you're going to be surprised, but I think you're going to be shaken as I am.
Shaken?
A lot of stuff involved here. Now, I can't say any more because I just don't want to influence the flow of the information.
Mm. So,
what are we going to be shaken by? Who cares?
Who
None
knows?
Of our business. We're not there.
I think he got $25 million. They said, hey, you can't talk about it. And so he's saying this.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I go, hey, I'm out. And legally, I can't talk about it. That's it.
There's stuff happening.
There are situations.
You don't know everything about Bill O'Reilly.
Trust me, I know. There are situations legally where you want to just blab everything, and you can't. You're not allowed to legally, and it could hurt you. And it's definitely the situation he's in with a $25 million payout. However, I don't think anything is going to come out that's going to surprise us. They've already adjusted their lineup. The five moved to nine. Tucker Carlson moved to eight. They'll find somebody else to permanently fill Tucker Carlson's old role, and that's it. That's Fox now.
Yeah.
And they'll be fine. They had plenty of people in the bullpen. Bill O'Reilly, I still believe, will be back on television. I think he'll sit out whatever non-compete he has, if any at all. He'll regroup. He'll stay on the public mind with this podcast or whatever he has, and then he'll be back. And that's just exactly what's going to happen. There will always be enough advertisers. Imus came back, and Imus wasn't nearly as popular as Bill O'Reilly is.
Right.
And he will find somebody to give him a large chunk of money to go on the air, and he'll be back there. Even Larry King still does a show in goddamn Mexico or whatever he does. The Mexican guy pays for it. Yeah. Somebody will pay for your show.
And regardless of whether anybody's watching Larry King's show, he's making a ton of money, I'm sure.
And the thing is that Larry King is getting viewers on his show. Nobody knows where it's on or when it's on, but you can watch it on the internet whenever you want. And that is how we consume information these days, at our leisure online. So Bill O'Reilly was forced into the next phase of the medium, but I don't think that he probably wouldn't have gone in there voluntarily because of his age, but he was forced into it, and he'll make it work just fine. I'll end up, somebody one day is going to refer to him as a pioneer of whatever he ends up doing.
Yeah. So, of course, Joni died the other day, Aaron Moran from Happy Days. Scott Baio did an interview yesterday and started talking about Aaron Moran dying. Here's what Scott Baio had to say.
I'm okay. A little shocked, but not completely shocked that this happened. But my thing really is I feel bad because her whole life she was just troubled, could never find what made her happy and content, you know what I mean? And for me, you do drugs or drink, you're going to die. And I'm sorry if that's cold, but, you know, you God gave you a brain, gave you the will to live and thrive, and you got to take care of yourself. I'm sorry. You just have to. And I'm saddened by what happened. But you can't, and I don't know if it was drugs that killed her. I mean, I read one report that it might have been, and I hope it, I don't know what I hope. But it's what it is. What can you do?
The initial report was that she died of a heroin overdose. That was what came out immediately after she died, that it was heroin.
The autopsy determined she died of cancer.
Yeah.
And I guess it was actually throat cancer is what Potsy said.
Yeah. Well, Potsy evidently went on record months ago and said that she was suffering from it, and then nobody backed it up, nor did anybody really care. And now, see, that's the first case I've ever heard of somebody dropping dead, and then they went, turn out she had cancer.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like, evidently, she knew about it.
Yeah.
But because Potsy knew about
it. And if you know you have cancer and you're going to die, maybe do some heroin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The initial report said heroin, and that's what Chachi was talking about, and it turns out it was the cancer that got her in the end.
Yeah.
So now, Joni is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. C is dead.
Right.
Arnold is dead.
Right.
And Al is dead.
Yes.
Fonzie alive. Mrs. C alive.
Yep.
Richie alive.
Mm-hmm.
Potsy and Mouth and Fonzie alive.
Jenny Piccolo, totally fine.
Is she?
Yeah.
I don't even know her real name.
I saw her the other day.
Okay.
Hey, Carmen.
Yes.
Bye.
What?
Hey, ladies listening. Bye. Got some bad news for you.
You going gay?
No. Uh-uh. There is a new robot coming out of Japan.
Yes.
And it says, hey, female population of the world, you've just become completely obsolete.
Why? Let me see it.
Here is audio of the commercial and video. Here we go. Check this out.
Introducing the Model 1 service droid from Arlen Robotics. Engineered to perform the most intimate, pleasurable human interaction, discreetly, at a price you can afford. The droid features a fully adjustable body, hiding in plain sight, disguised as a cushion, and Model Robot Warrior. It's designed to be assembled in seconds. All it takes is a folded blanket over the body, along with an outer clothing garment of your choice to create a model so realistic it will feel like another human in the room with you. Fingertip control allows speeds ranging from gentle foreplay to a punishing 120 cycles per minute, but with enough system latency to be safely stopped with a single hand. The soft, flexible entry gives smooth access, complete with semi-hard teeth, a tongue, and throat contours.
Hold on. I gotta explain to everybody what we're watching. It is a robot that is going down on a popsicle with great talent, But when they, it's wearing a winter coat for some reason. I couldn't figure out why.
Yeah, because
it turned out you just get the head. And then when it's on, it's a clunk of metal that operates. It moves up and down.
Yeah, it's diamond plate.
Dude. Right, it's just diamond plated, and you attach the head to it. Oh my God! And then you could. What is he doing to the throat there?
There's
there's a little there's a little thing on the side there that you can kind of make more suction.
Oh my God!
It's a realistic experience. An internal tubular system allows free flow of air that promotes unrestricted movement. The exit tube can be covered with a fingertip during use to provide toe-curling suction on demand. The up to 100% human hair is attached securely, flowing directly from inside the model's scalp. This can be washed, shampooed, ironed, cut, or styled any way desired. Plunging your fingers through the thick, luxurious, soft hair is all the
build-up
required for an intense, intimate experience.
Look
Forget
at that
hard
thing.
Plastic containers, vibrating balls, or rings that provide such unnatural sensations. Nothing can imitate that gentle, rhythmic, caressing motion of the head on the chest.
Yeah.
Soft, scented hair brushing and flowing over the waist and thighs.
Looks like something out of the ring.
I can carry this with me like a sleep apnea machine.
It's time for the real deal. The future is now.
Yeah, it is.
The future is Arlen.
What is it, Arlen?
Building brighter futures.
Arlen. Yeah.
Sky.
Yeah, I will give you the
too close to Arliss.
The link. And that,
please send me the link.
That of course makes me think of this.
Oh yeah.
I'm a big sex robot and I'm going to have sex with you. I'm a big sex robot and there's nothing that you can do.
Sex robot, sex robot, sex robot, sex robot, sex robot, sex robot.
Arlen.
Yeah.
I want an Arlen. How much are they?
I'm not sure.
All right, I'm going to look it up. I'll have one. If Amazon's got them, I'll have it by tomorrow.
Let me see what it says.
The keys, the letters have worn off the keys on my keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty good at typing, but sometimes I need to search for a letter, and I can't find it.
Yeah.
Arlen robot cost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting one today. I found the thing you haven't yesterday. It's a Segway has made this new. Have you seen what they have?
No.
Segway has made a stand on like unicycle thing.
Okay.
It's just one tire and then two. Segway's thing is balanced, so
right.
You don't fall off it. It's one tire and then 2 feet things on the side.
Oh,
so it just fits between your feet.
I've seen it. So it's kind of like a unicycle, but there's no seat.
Yeah. And it goes 12 and a half miles an hour. And I was like, this is the future. Everybody's going to have one of these. I'm buying one tomorrow. I'm going to be the first one in my block to have one. And then I didn't because they only have a weight capacity of 200 pounds.
Mm.
So really, most adult males can't use it.
You buy two.
And
just put your foot on either one.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that wouldn't balance.
What if I get two tires? What if I have them make it double sturdy? Arlen Robot is bringing me up vacuums. It doesn't have one. Maybe that's how they started out.
It should have it in the beginning of the video, what the website was there, Joey. I think it says right in the beginning. There it is. So it's A-R-L-A-N.
Yeah. Arlen Robot. ArlenRobotics.com. I got it right here.
Well, they're working on it.
I got to crowdfund it. I'm sick of having to pay for all these things that I want. Whoa, they're making a male one, too.
Oh, no.
Hey. Why wouldn't they?
Can you just take the hair off? They got a male and female one and female two. The one thing they don't show you, though, is on the onset, the head has a real disturbing mouth. It looks like the mouth's been burning the fire.
Oh, no.
Oh wow. These are shipping in September of 2017.
There you go.
$95 ships in September. 95 pounds? Where am I buying this from? What country?
I don't know.
It's not Japanese. Looks like 95 pounds. So that's going to cost me like $170, $160.
Somewhere around there.
But you just get the head and then the diamond plate moving machine.
That's got to be more expensive than that.
Right?
You would think.
That's the early bird service droid head. You get the head for $95. Then you get the early bird service droid 1.0 for $295.
Oh, all right.
Then for $395, ships in November. It's a fully operational service. So they don't have the diamond plate thing. That's not going to be ready until November.
Yeah, I'm gonna,
so Christmas.
I'm going to give it until next year.
$395 is the price.
Works the kinks out.
Post crowdfunding price, so December of next year, 445 pounds. Mm. So that'll cost you. Oh, there's a Facebook page too. All right, we're on fire. Arlen Robotic.
Link that up to the Facebook page.
Now there's nothing on there. Facebook sucks. I'm just going to go get the video that you showed on Bone TV and put
No. I'm saying link it to our Facebook page, the video.
Link it right to my house.
The father of former Florida State football star Travis Rudolph was killed when authorities say a gun accidentally went off at a strip club in Florida.
Oh, Jesus.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said Monday that 55-year-old Daryl Rudolph was in a storage room fixing items at Sugar D's adult club in West Palm. When another worker moved a gun off a shelf in an adjacent room and it fired. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know that this is something more to this story. The bullet struck Rudolph in the back of the neck on Friday. Wide receiver Travis Rudolph led Florida State in receiving the past two seasons and is foregoing his final season of eligibility to enter the NFL draft this week. Travis made headlines last year when he ate lunch with an autistic middle school student who was sitting alone.
Oh, I remember that.
A photo of the pair was shared online and went viral and stuff. Yeah, so his father was killed in a strip club accidentally by a handgun.
Well, that's what happens when you hang out at Sugar D's.
Mm-hmm. A woman got arrested in California on Saturday for doing whippets while police officers were questioning her about a gun in her car.
While she was doing it?
Yeah, she was in the parking lot of a hospital, and officers responded to a call about a woman sitting in her car with a handgun. As they spoke to the woman, she began doing whippets, inhaling shots of nitrous oxide, also known as laughing gas, from a canister in order to get high, police said. We have a picture of her gun and the whippets and all that stuff. No, we don't have a picture of her. She was removed from the car, where officers found a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol. She was arrested for inhaling nitrous oxide with intent to get high and carrying a concealed firearm in a vehicle.
What other intent do you have if you're inhaling nitrous oxide?
Are you making whipped cream cans?
I don't know, but I would like to invite her out to the beach club Friday because she sounds like a party. Yeah. She can room with you and Joe.
Yeah.
She's either got a pellet gun or... Right? There's no other reason to have those.
No. She had the thing where you can suck it out of the
stuff. I mean, the whipped cream dispenser.
Right, yeah. Look, see it back there?
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
And by the way, those are Whippet brand Whippets.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
I would think it was legal if they could say that. Like, when I buy fireworks, and they're like, super explosion, and I'm like, oh, well, it's right there. They're selling it. They made a box for it.
Sounds good, yeah.
A waiter in New York was fired back in 2011 for calling his boss MF on Facebook.
Yeah.
He actually wrote it out, though. He sued, and after 5.5 years of appeals, a circuit court judge just ruled he was wrongfully fired. They sided with him because no one has ever been fired from the restaurant before for bad language, and he didn't swear in front of customers. So there was no precedent or anything. So
you can say your boss is a...
You can put it on Facebook, according to that judge.
What state? John, oh, that was New York.
Okay. That was in New York, yeah.
Is a mother.
So you're admitting that John is your boss?
Oh, no. Nope.
I'm not finished. Let me finish. Mother effer. Love Spanish. That's now on our Facebook page. Good luck, Spanish.
A guy in Japan got arrested this month when someone found him living in the ceiling of a public bathroom. For some reason, he didn't
use... Oh, I know the reason.
No, for some reason, he didn't use the toilets of the public bathroom because when they found him...
He pooped the ceiling?
They found 300 neatly organized bottles filled with his own urine.
No, why? Why does he do that?
Because he's probably in the middle of the night. Or something. Probably can't go down there when there's people in there.
But don't you get rid of the bottles,
though?
Yeah,
right? Although, I have to tell you, if I was in a drop ceiling and nobody was there, I would poop from the ceiling into the bowl.
See if you can make it.
See if I can make it. Yeah.
Be a new game. Fun. You guys want to come over and play a game?
After like the fourth time, I'd be like, I'm so good at this.
Who wants to play ploppers? I have high score right now, by the way. Those are just bottles of my urine. You can push
those
just
throw those over.
A 63-year-old woman in China got locked out of her apartment last Wednesday and tried to get in by using a rope to rappel down the roof. She ended up stuck on an air conditioning unit one floor below her window and had to be rescued. She claims she would have been able to climb back up to the window, but her arms weren't strong enough because she hadn't ate breakfast that morning.
Oh.
Yeah. 63-year-old Chinese lady.
That's normal.
By the way, she's the new Spider-Man.
Oh, man.
Be looking for that. A 56-year-old guy in South Dakota got arrested on Sunday after he disobeyed firefighters and ran back into his burning apartment building To save what?
Oh, it's a stupid animal.
An animal? A stupid animal? No, that's not
it. I never had an animal that I'd risk running into a fire for.
Oh, absolutely.
If he's running into a fire, I would like to imagine some type of child. Perhaps.
A child? Yeah. Mike says animal. Spanish says child. Carmen?
Drugs.
Drugs. You're closer.
The only thing understandable is an autographed Yankees guitar. Other than that, go.
56-year-old guy ran back into the burning building past firefighters to save two cans of beer.
Jesus.
Specifically,
two.
Bud Ice Premium.
Well, I can understand that.
I mean, you're going to put the fire out.
When's the last time we saw a good Bud Ice?
Yeah, delicious. 22-year-old guy named Lee Hughes from Liverpool, England. Right? That's the right.
That's right. He was my neighbor when we were kids. Now we're going to Tampa.
I'm from Liverpool, England. Is that a good accent?
Home of a great band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Liverpool. Was at a bar for his grandfather's wake last month where he got drunk and groped one of the waitresses. Apparently, he got pretty aggressive with her and wound up grabbing her butt and ripping open her shirt at a wake. Two cops came and he fought with them until they finally took him down and arrested him. He was in court last week and pleaded guilty to sexual assault and common assault. He got 6 months suspended sentence, 30 days of rehab, 240 hours of community service, and 7 years on the sex offenders registry.
Wow.
Yeah, take it easy, guy.
Hey, my Facebook memory came up today.
Yeah.
And one of the things in there is April 25th, 2013, when we took that full staff group picture with the Billy Madison guys here and everybody here.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go through and count how many people aren't here anymore.
Oh, I already did.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah, I already did. There's 22 people, and I think 9 of them are no longer here.
Wow. I love that Shannon Burke is dead center, and to the left of him, even more center, is that one kid we all absolutely hated.
Yes.
What was his name?
A B or A?
Something like that.
DA or something. I don't know.
ADD. ADD.
Yeah.
There's a shirtless guy on the floor hugging Shu Tang. There's Kayla.
Oh, wait. Shu Tang's in there?
Yeah.
Oh, then maybe I'm looking at a different one.
I don't even recognize some of these people in sales.
Oh, no. That's a
Who is this guy? Nicholas Termine. Who's he?
Hold on. I can pull it up for.
Anybody remember him?
Nope. Yes, I do. I remember Nick.
You do?
Yeah, the guy with the goatee.
I don't know.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Shark.
There was a different one where it was just on air, people.
Fisher, Kelly.
Yep. Well, Kelly's still here.
Yeah, I guess.
Geo.
Oh, he's still here.
What?
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, I heard there was a big fight between Gio and Mo on the air last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got up to pee, and I got back and checked my Twitter. There was a whole bunch of people that were saying that you got to hear last night. Gio.
Do we know what it was about?
Mo got into. No, I didn't. I didn't think anybody really care. I was surprised to find out Gio still worked here.
You think it was a race riot?
Yeah, probably, because Mo's been known to be racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Elton John has canceled multiple shows due to an illness that has dogged him for several months. Elton has canceled shows between now and May 5th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in Vegas, where he performs for years. He's been performing there for years. He also canceled a gig in Bakersfield, California. A rep for the singer says Elton recently contracted a, quote, harmful and unusual bacterial infection during a flight home from Chile. We're told that Elton underwent treatment immediately and has been told by doctors to rest. He's expected to make a full recovery and will hit the stage again in June.
Yeah, he's got a undisclosed illness.
Mm-hmm. Said of Rock Hudson.
That's what I was going to say.
I think he's got the AIDS.
What's that? Bono. Somebody get Bono on the phone.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Greg Allman is denying reports that he's entered a hospice facility.
This made it very difficult to make an emergency pick yesterday.
Yeah.
Is he dying? Is he not dying?
Reports came out that Allman had reportedly entered a hospice care on Monday, but the 69-year-old rock legend You want some?
No, no.
Want
some too.
These are Greg's.
Yeah. They taste like his toes.
Greg Almond's. But the 69-year-old rock legend quickly denied the rumor on his Facebook page, saying that he was at his own home in Savannah, Georgia, resting on his doctor's orders. That's got to be uncomfortable. Move the orders. Put a pillow. The hospice speculation came as partly because Almond announced last month that he would not be touring this year. He also canceled previously scheduled concerts for June. That's according to Rolling Stone. No reason was given for the canceled show.
Because he's old. Yeah. He's sick and he's old. 69. And he doesn't want to go out on the road anymore.
Listen, if you're 69 and you're a rock star that's been touring for years.
You're 169.
Doing a bunch of drugs and everything. Like, that takes a toll on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All that traveling and doing the stuff
no
and everything.
Sleep.
Yeah. All that heroin. Guys who know about touring and rock and roll lifestyle, the This Is Spinal Tap, the guys behind it, are suing for their share of the profits. So the company that holds the rights.
From what? A movie that's 40 years old?
Yeah, but countered by claiming that they were only entitled to $179 from merchandising in the soundtrack.
Hey, listen, you had a bad agent. You made a bad deal, and it's been a decade since the movie came out. Move on now.
And, I mean.
You're all successful. The guy, Harry Shearer, is way successful.
Yeah, because he wound up suing The Simpsons.
Oh, really?
Or, like, there was something there.
He's the one who held out when they were, when he would not, they did, like, a special anniversary thing where they all came and did a voiceover for something, and he wouldn't do it because they didn't pay him. He's the only one that had any business sense going into The Simpsons. He's rich. Plus, he's got books, and he did Saturday Night Live, and he's always been working. Then the other one was Michael McKean. He's been working forever. He's been a nonstop actor. From Laverne and Shirley on, he's still getting residual checks. And then and he was on Saturday Night Live.
He's
on
Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
And
then
Rob Reiner.
Right. You got somebody who's been working since the 70s and is still consistently working. He's fine in Hollywood. He's fine. And then you got Christopher Guest,
who's been doing tons of movies,
directing and writing things. So it's not like they're all starving.
Yeah, well, they won money. They did the stuff.
They don't deserve it. It's over. It's over. Jamie, you know what the fight was about between Mo and Gio?
Yeah, what's up, guys? They were doing a game, and I guess Mo went to go hit one of your buttons about bringing up the bumper music for it, and it was delayed. So Gio started busting Mo's butt about it, and then next thing you know, Mo was, everybody's aha, laugh, yeah, blah, blah, and next thing you know, Mo was calling him a bitch, Gio saying, kiss my ass. And they're like, and then Johnny B and I forget the girl's name. They were like, is this serious? And Mo was like, hell yeah, it's serious. It's actually pretty funny. You guys should go back and listen to it.
Oh, man. I have a feeling it's not going to be that funny. I don't even want anything that won't get me, keep me away from that show.
Right.
I just like it better when you tell it.
It was weird at first, and then next thing you know, like I was coming home from work, and I had to sit in my car in my driveway for another 5 or 10 minutes, and it just kept escalating and escalating. So it was pretty funny, but it's probably something worth going back and listening to.
What time was it? Was it like early on in the show? So was it like awkward?
It was maybe 10, 5 after 10 last night.
That sounds about right, because I was watching wrestling, got out to pee, came back, checked my phone. That seems about right.
So it was only uncomfortable for like an hour.
It's all the whole show is uncomfortable. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the information.
Billboard just released a list of the 100 greatest choruses of the 21st century.
Choruses?
Choruses
from a song.
Yeah. Now, the 21st century, of course, as we know, Carmen is what? 21st century goes from, starts in?
2001.
Till
I was very impressed.
2099. I don't know how this works.
Yeah. So from 2001 until now. So they have the top 100. I have the top 5. If you would like to try and guess,
I would think that Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, has got to be in there.
No, from 2001.
Sorry. We just went through that.
It's going to be newer stuff.
I don't know any of the songs. I don't know.
They say that it's ranked by no metric other than songs that most immediately came to mind when you're thinking about a great chorus, whether it's a clever or catchy or anything like that. When
can you tell me one of them?
See the song title, you immediately think of the chorus.
All right, give me number 10 so I can figure out number 1.
I have the top 5 here.
Give me number 5.
Number 5 is this. It just takes some time, a little good and a little hot, the right which is the middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Great which song. Just means I'm not going to guess any of the rest of them. I'll know them, but I won't be able to guess them.
Any guesses? Any,
is there any Justin Bieber songs?
You think of a chorus. What do you think of?
Like Britney Spears? Bye Bye. Or not Bye Bye Bye. That's insane.
That's the wrong year.
Bye 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 would be good, but that's, yeah, 90-something, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I would say Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's not in the top five, I can tell you that.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, no, not in the top five.
I'll see this list.
Blink-182?
No. I'll give you number four. All Here's number four.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
So,
I mean,
Miss
I
Jackson,
can't believe that that beat
by Outkast.
Any T-Swizzle song, but it's cool. I get it.
Number three. Mr. Brightside.
What about Sugar, We're Going Down Swinging?
I believe that was in there, but not in the top five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Number two, this is Greatest Choruses of the 21st Century. Number two.
Since you've been gone,
I can't breathe. Back when she was skinny.
Right.
Kelly Clarkson. Oh,
and now think about it. Think about songs that you've heard in the past in this 21st century that you're like, cannot get that out of my head.
Right. I'm just, can the you, timeline's confusing me.
I can tell you your kid was singing it for a while.
Can
like
you
everybody was singing it.
Which kid?
It's pop, Joey. It's pop. They play it on Hot. They did. They probably still play it. Like, it's a song that is
never
in your head. Yeah.
It's not Taylor Swift.
It is a female.
Oh, Justin Bieber?
No.
Demi
Lady Gaga?
No.
Ooh, that's a good guess, Carmen.
No.
It's not Lady Gaga?
She seems to me, and I may be wrong on this, but this was kind of a one-hit wonder type thing. Like, this was the song. And
TikTok.
Then,
That Friday song?
No.
I was going to say Adele.
Right?
She's not a one-hit wonder, yeah.
And this girl may have other ones, but this is the only one I know.
Okay. Oh,
All About That Bass.
No.
Ooh, that would have been good too, Carmen.
That's a good guess. You want to hear number one?
Yeah.
According to Billboard, number one greatest chorus of the 21st century so far is...
Hey, I just met you.
Damn right it is.
It's crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
Damn right.
It's hard to look right.
Right, she doesn't have any other songs.
No.
I mean, she may, but it's not.
But
yeah, nothing like that, right?
Like, you don't know her name.
That song is classic.
Yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yep.
Yeah?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
So many memes from that stupid song.
So this is pretty cool. I don't know whether you necessarily call this a flying car, but it's pretty damn cool. There's a promo video for a new flying car called the Kitty Hawk Flyer. It's trending online. We have video up on Bone TV if you'd like to check this out. It's really more like a low-flying personal helicopter, though. It's almost like a drone. See how that is? And then it
it's
has
like
the
jet ski.
It has the pontoons on the bottom because they're actually flying over water. It looks like an oversized drone, and it's a prototype. It has pontoons instead of wheels so you can land on water. It's not clear how much they're going to cost. The company is offering a $2,000 discount for people who pre-order, so it's probably going to be tens of thousands of dollars. But I got to tell you, if you lived on the water,
awesome.
That's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
There is no Kitty Hawk Flyer website that I'm able to find.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if they're offering a $2,000 discount, then hold on. It's the kittyhawk.aero.
Mm.
That is the, all right, let's see. Let's see if we can figure out how much. So the priority placement on the Kitty Hawk Flyer customer wait list is it will give you a $2,000 discount off the retail price, which they don't say, but they say it will be going on sale by the end of 2017.
Wow. So the way you sit on it, you kind of kneel on it almost like a motorcycle, like a crotch rocket, and then it has a net, like a spider web looking thing almost, and then underneath that is two pontoons, but on the bottom of the netting thing, there are propellers like a drone would have. It looks like a big drone that you sit on top of.
About an 8 propeller drone.
And it is really cool looking, and I don't know how much the weight capacity has or anything, but like if you lived on the water,
totally have
one
of those.
Even if you lived in the mountains that have like a lot of valleys you could fly through, or like a desertish area, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, great, I don't know, if you I don't crash, know whether, it's not
yeah,
the same.
That's a big thing. I don't know whether I'm taking, like, if you crash on water, if you're only, you know, just 5 or 10 feet up from the water, you could kind of just splash down. Yeah, and
I can tell you, though, that it's pretty easy to fly a drone.
Yeah.
And if it's the same sort of
GPS technology,
well, if it's the same sort of yeah, not just the GPS but the controllers, it should be easy to learn, and it shouldn't be that hard to fly.
Right.
So I would imagine that people will be using it over land without a doubt. Yeah. It is fantastic looking, and I did see a different video over the weekend where a guy had a small drone that he attached a. Like a pipe hanging down on one end and a pipe hanging down on the other end, and he put a hammock between the two.
Yeah.
And he was laying in the hammock and flying himself around on the drone.
That's really?
That was very impressive. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I put the Kitty Hawk and the sex robot on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMikeCalta Show. On their FAQ page on this thing, it says, will it look like the prototype? They say yes, and they say we will disclose the price when we launch the product later this year. So I bet you they don't even know what the price is going to be there.
Yeah, they're probably
have an idea.
Yeah, and getting set up in China so they can build it cheap. Right?
The flyer may be flown in uncongested areas in the U.S. and is designed to be flown over fresh water. Can I operate the flyer on land? No, the flyer is designed to be flown over fresh water.
Also, it said that it doesn't have to go by FAA regulations.
Oh, really?
Right. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about
it. Doesn't go high enough.
Right. Yeah, you don't
have
to.
You do not need a pilot's license to operate the flyer in the United States.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, the video that they have a lady, and she gets a phone call, and she's like, hey, I forgot my my shoes for whatever. And she goes, okay, I'll bring them out. And she gets on it, and she flies out to the boat and lands right next to it, throws a rope over, and it floats on water, obviously, because it has a pontoon. And then they're like, "Wee-hoo!" and having fun on the boat. That's pretty cool.
I would fly that thing everywhere.
Pull a tube behind you.
Oh my God, Galvin, that is a genius idea.
They're really dinging you for money. They want you to become a member before you're allowed to buy it. A 3-year membership costs $100.
What would you buy first, that or sex robot?
Sex robot. There's no danger of getting hurt in
what
sex robot.
What if you were flying around with sex robot?
I don't think I'm quite at that. I'm going to get a couple of different sex robots.
Yeah.
I'm kind of got like gets tired of things real quick.
Right.
So I need to be able to get interchangeable heads.
Asian sex robot, black sex robot.
No Asian. Oh. Yeah, they don't look like they make a black one. I'll have to blacken it up myself.
No, I'm sure they'll make one. Yeah, eventually. Then you have what? Blonde and brunette.
Yeah, redhead.
Change up some different things. Some tattoos on the face.
Ooh. On her neck.
Yeah. And finally in news, no matter where you grew up, people in high school all and people in general use the bases. Like, what base did you get to?
Right.
You know? And we've talked about this before. What are the actual bases?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
First base is kissing,
yeah,
and maybe a little booby booby.
Okay.
Second base is Cheeto fingers and maybe a little of this.
Okay.
Third base is oral, and then a home run is eater, and then a grand slam.
Oh.
Easter talk.
Grand slam. You have to have other people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You know, driving three runs in.
Right.
According to this, it says this is how most people define it according to the rest of the country.
Okay.
First base is kissing.
Right.
Either Ding. With or without tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what?
Second base is touching, little booby, little butt, but right. not right. other bathing
right.
suit area.
All right.
Third base is the bathing suit area stuff going on there, and that includes, you know.
That seems like a wide variety of things. Third base is either you get to the touch their bathing suit area or they're using their mouth on things.
Well, yeah, so touching, because you're still just touching it.
And then home run is sex.
Because if you don't have hands, then what are you going to touch?
Oh, man, if you don't have hands, I'm not doing anything with it. That's weird.
Gross.
That's weird stuff. The survey also found that 74% of people learned about the bases from their friends or from TV, but 1% learned from their parents.
Ooh,
that's weird. The average age they learned about them was between 11 and 15 years old.
Yeah, I learned mostly from a friend, an older friend. And from a book that I found in my mother's closet.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that was a good book. It really was.
I learned about it from two older guys that held me down.
Jesus Christ.
They're like, we're rounding third. I was
Did
like,
you
oh.
tell anyone?
We're rounding third.
Man. I'm like, I do not like baseball. It's terrible.
Yeah, and what else? That's that's pretty much how I learned.
I had two older sisters, so I kind of learned from them, and then my
one
other
tried to force you into a threesome.
Yeah, that was way after.
What is that called? That's a designated hitter or something. Yeah.
Pinch runner.
Yeah. Yeah, bunt. That is it for news.
All right, good.